glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The panelist was very bold and confident in her statement. The moderator made it clear from his own response that he concurred with her. I'm not sure if everyone else on the panel did or not. I was listening to one of those news segments where several people are invited to share their views on a variety of issues. As with most of them, half of the time, more than one person is talking at a time and you can't hear either one. But I heard loud and clear the conviction in the statement this one panelist made. The subject matter was that of cheating. Here is her statement. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that the truth or not? Welcome once again to Moments of Inspiration. It is a privilege to share with you this edition of our radio ministry. We design our programs to bring a blessing through song and teaching to every listener. We're praying for you. We're praying that you know the love of God and the saving grace through Jesus Christ. I must believe that at least one person on that panel had a different view than did the lady who declared that once a person is a cheater, they are always a cheater. For one man was careful to point out that the proof was not there to determine that cheating had been done. The lady's statement would convict those involved, not upon proof, but because there had been cheating done before. Therefore, it is sure that it has been done again. If the statement is true, once a cheater, always a cheater, then no one can ever change. No one can get better. If we believe this to be the plight of humanity, then there would be no need in having any rehabilitation centers. All the efforts to help people overcome addictions are all worthless, because once you are an addict, you always are and always will be. If her statement is true, then the abused wife, mother, or child will know that nothing will ever change. Forget Celebrate Recovery, AA, or any behavioral studies and groups. They make no difference. If this statement is true, then the thief will always steal. The drunkard will always succumb to the bottle. The adulterer can never be faithful. The liar will always lie. The conclusion would be that every human being is locked into a destiny that will never and can never change. The good news is that there is the possibility of change. Everyone can get better. The gospel of Jesus Christ calls people to make changes. The call of repentance is a call to turn around and start anew. Jesus said, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations." The Apostle Paul shared these words, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?" Thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. He also wrote in another letter to Christians, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." To the same group of believers, Paul wrote, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral or idolaters or adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." These scriptural passages speak of the change that would, could, and did take place through the spiritual new birth. A call to repentance is basic to the message of Christ. Christians were reminded in them that when they obeyed the Lord and put him on in baptism, they laid aside the old man of sin and was raised up to live a new life. They were also reminded that some of the members of the church had lived in very ungodly ways, but that was their former way of life. That was what they once did. But in coming in obedience to Jesus, they had changed. The Apostle Peter left us with these inspired words, "Rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They think it strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation." Jesus met a man who was possessed by many demons. He lived among the tombs. His neighbors tried to control him, but they could not prevent him from cutting himself, going without clothing, and screaming day and night. But Jesus cast out all the demons one day. The people knew the man, and they saw him, in his right mind, clothed and sitting at the feet of Jesus. What a great demonstration of the power of Jesus to change our lives. All of our scriptures will refute the statement, "Once a cheater, always a cheater." Many other scriptures help to share the true message of the gospel of Jesus. He calls us into a new and living way. I would pray that our message has been clear today so that everyone listening will know that sin is not a hopeless problem. The salvation offered through the precious gift of Jesus Christ is for every sinner. God can turn every rebellious sinner into a saint. The prodigal son returned home with a new heart. He had left home, rebelling against his father with a desire to satisfy his own desires. He returned confessing his sinfulness, humbled before the Father. He asked if he could be a servant. Change is possible for you. Have you let Jesus Christ make a difference in you? If not, we would love to help you know Jesus and know the blessings that will be yours as you live a changed life.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. Much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.